News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The current system of allocating home care providers is inefficient and rewards speed rather than suitability. That's according to Home and Community Care Ireland. And from them, I'm joined by their CEO, Joseph Musgrave. Joe, the current system is known as fastest finger first. How does it work?
So basically, Anton, what providers receive when someone needs home care is a simple email with someone's age, their gender, and what time they need the care at. So the way this becomes a problem, and I'll do it by a quick example. There was someone a couple of years ago, I was given a phone call, and someone said, listen, I can't get my mother out of hospital. She's been in there for 2 weeks. So she's been approved for home care, but the time on the call was 7 a.m. and no provider in the area could do it. So this person phones me up and I said, listen, what you need to do is use client-directed home care. And they said, what's that? I said, that allows you to choose your hours rather than the system choosing it for you. The simple blockage here was that 7 a.m. was the time that couldn't be done by providers. When the client went to providers themselves and said, I could do 7:30 or 7:45, she was out of hospital in 2 days. So right now, the system is very confusing because all it does is it gives providers one time. You can either do the time or you can't do the time. If you could do half an hour earlier, half an hour later, it doesn't matter. You've got to tell the system, yes, I can do that 7 a.m. or I can't. So it's a very inflexible system and it's a very blunt tool.
Now, undoubtedly, you will have raised this with those who control the system. What was the response?
Mostly the HSE, the Department of Health, HICWA, we all know it's a problem. The entire sector knows this is a problem. We're due to be regulated this coming summer. The current regulations are incompatible with this way of issuing home care. Because one of the things the regulations say is that the client's own needs need to be taken into consideration. But when it's a simple email saying it has to be done at this time, even if the client says, I'm happy with it being at another time, right now that system doesn't allow that to happen.
But does this all boil down to the solution needs to be that people are offered a range of times rather than a single time? Is it that simple?
That's one of the simple things. That could be one solution. The other solution, which we've been trialing since 2018, is this client-directed home support, the system I talked about, where the client is told, you have 8 hours, go to a provider and use the 8 hours like however you want, and we won't enforce which time you have to come get your calls.
You've been trialing it since 2018.
It's been trialed since 2018. The HSE's own reviews of the system are broadly positive, saying that clients like the system. It's quite responsive to their needs. It allows them to change their home care during the week if they want to, whereas the current system doesn't allow any of that because what you're accepting on the current system is to do the call when the HSE dictate the call has to happen.
But who trials anything for 7 years?
The HSE.
So at the end of all of this trial, you have now gone, you've said, look, this seems to be popular with the people who are using the service and there is a better way than fastest finger first where you could have flexible times. How is this not simply adopted?
Inertia, lethargy. I'm not sure, Anton. It's partly why I'm on the show with you today. We know this problem. We know the problem in the sector. Everyone in the sector acknowledges the commissioning model has to change. We have a successful model there ready to go. And yet we simply haven't put it because no one really cares about home care until they need it or their family needs it. And then suddenly they go, wait a second, this doesn't work.
But presumably the provision of home care is very significant in the capacity to free up beds in the acute system because that's a key part of what gets people out of hospitals.
It's a huge part of getting people out of hospital. It's also much cheaper than other forms of care like residential nursing home care. But right now it's just not given the attention it needs to make sure it's responsive to the people that need it. And that's going to be an increasing problem as we get older.
Joe, thank you very much. Joe Musgrave there, CEO of Home and Community Care Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.